When you went out there, I could almost just recite. I couldn't hear what you were saying, but I could just pretty much say, he's telling him, what the hell are you doing? It's 9-0. Don't try to pick him off.
Yeah, I kept it clean, though, Jeff. So, he goes, but Coach, you had a big lead. I said, I don't care.
I don't care. It's 9-0.
It's 9-0. So what a day for him on the mound. What a pitched a super game. And he got off to not a slow start, but not a great start in the first inning. But, man, did he – once he settled in, he pitched a super game. I don't have the overall stats yet until I look at Game Changer. But really solid day of baseball for our kids. I don't know. It's nothing I did, Jack. The kids have flipped the switch after Marquette. And, we've been on a roll since then. And obviously, big Gladstone win last weekend, too. We got a busy week. Two, three, four, five games. And then obviously we picked up, I don't know if you know, we picked up Marquette on the 30th there. So
that would be big to get that. They don't have a play-in game. You don't have a play-in game.
I was trying really hard to find somebody, and then I finally realized that they weren't playing, and so that'll be good for us just to get some baseball. We don't want to go a full week without getting some baseball. And the bats woke up today, not so much the first game. I don't think we hit poorly the first game, but we hit a lot of balls at people. But the second game, the best hit of the day was caught. Trent Lawson's ball was literally, I think there was no warning track here, but it was out at 325. The kid laid out for it and dove for it. I don't know how he caught that ball, a lot of clutch hitting, and I'm really proud of how our kids played today. And like I said, momentum is a big thing in baseball, and I think we've got a lot of momentum right now.
I like the two-strike approach. You guys get two strikes, and they are still up there, not over-aggressive, but aggressive enough to still wait for their pitch, but to do something with it.
Yeah, it's just important in the high school level to put the ball in play with two strikes. And we talk about quality at-bats all the time, and a quality at-bat, one of the categories for it is three strikes, three pitches after two strikes. So how are you battling? And I think that's been a focus for our kids, and kids have embraced that. And you cut down on strikeouts, put the ball in play, and SU's a great, traditionally great program. And hey, we didn't see their best kid. I told the kids after the game, I said, we've had two, we didn't talk about Kingsford, but we've had two one-run games with Kingsford. You didn't see Sue's best player. I'm pretty sure districts is going to come down to a one-run game like usual, and hopefully we're playing a couple of them. So, but it was good for us to get to see the Sue. So I'm glad we made the trip over. It did not look good this morning when we drove over. It was, it looked like a washout, and, they put a lot of effort into getting the field ready to play today. And I'm glad we played because this was as nice a day as we've had all year. Not super warm, but it was a beautiful day for baseball.
Game one, Eli comes in when Bond struggled, and Eli threw three straight 1-2-3 innings to give you guys a chance to stay in that game and eventually win it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Eli has probably been our biggest surprise as a pitcher this year. That is development, and I'm really happy for him. And I think, when you look at I've been looking at our stats the last couple of days. We're probably, when the season's done, I'm probably going to have six guys with 20-plus innings this year, and that's just huge for our team. We've saved on arms. I've got kids at the end of the year that, they have not put ridiculous number of innings into their arm, and I think being fresh going into the playoffs is going to be huge for us. And just the experience of having six guys who've thrown 20-plus innings. I was literally the end of the first game. I kind of wanted to keep Eli down because he had pitched earlier in the week, but he said his arm felt really good. But I wasn't going to hesitate to go with Nick Chu. I had Nick Chu all warmed up, and I think he was kind of shocked. I thought the message got to him. He wasn't going in, and he was ready to go in and pitch. And I'm like, now we're going to let Eli finish this. And I think he was kind of mad at me, like, Coach, I wanted to finish that game off. So, playing good baseball and clean baseball. We got to get through the next week here, hopefully healthy, and we'll then it's literally spring training all over again. Go back to some basics and fundamentals, getting ready for districts, and looking forward to it.
Superior Central comes in on Monday. They had a heck of a game today with Manistique. The Emeralds won 0 in 8 innings Graffis and Brow threw a combined 4 hitter. 17 strikeouts. The Rudder kid threw very well for the Superior Central. You don't see very many 1-0, it was 0-0, obviously, into the eighth inning in high school baseball.
Well, no, that's an enjoyable game as a coach, I can tell you that. So, not so much for the fans sometimes.
Yeah, right.
But
So Superior Central, and again, they're playing a second game, and Manistique's up 3-0. Okay. So I'm not sure who they're going to pitch.
Yeah, and we have senior night, so we're going to honor our seniors in between games on Monday. So looking forward to that. And, big game with Marquette on Wednesday for the, we got to beat Marquette to tie Gladstone for the conference on Wednesday. So we got some meaningful baseball in Norway. I usually like to play more than one game with Norway, and I'm thrilled that we've got Norway coming to our place on Thursday because they got a heck of a program and they got a really nice team this year.
They sure do. That Ortman kid's real good, and the two Bye brothers.
It's going to be a good baseball game.
It's going to be great. All right, Scott, do your shout-outs and we'll get out of here.
Shout-out to all the Eskimo fans listening back at home, and Dave Wilson, athletic director or interim athletic director here for, taking care of our schedule. And shout out to Sault Ste. Marie for hanging in there and waiting to make a decision there and letting us play today. This was good baseball.
Yeah, it was only like misting, drizzling last night here. And then all of a sudden, about 1 a.m., it just started coming down and it didn't stop until I got up for breakfast at the hotel. I'm like, oh, no.
And they put a lot of work into the field, so yeah. I appreciate that.
Yep, they did. Okay.